You're listening to 100.9 The Heat, gospel for the glory of Jesus, the High Desert's number one music station with Mel Slade.
It is now time for a word from the Lord from Evangelist June McKinnon of Grace Place Church of God in Christ.
Good morning. This is Evangelist June McKinnon from Grace Place Church of God in Christ. This morning I would like to share with you a topic, the grace factor. The grace factor as it operates in the Christian life. It was in Romans 6 that Paul made this statement. He said, "What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound?" And then he said, "Certainly not. God forbid," as some translation state those words. Grace. Grace, which is defined as the unmerited love and favor of God toward man. It is grace that is described as the divine influence acting in man to make that man pure, to make them holy. Therefore, grace then is a special virtue given to a person by God. When we speak of the grace of God, we are referring to the character of God flowing into the life of the children of God. In 1 John 14, the word says, "The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came down from the Father, full of grace and truth." In other words, the Apostle John is speaking about Jesus, full of grace and truth. As I meditated on the word grace, the Lord revealed to me some very important but specific meaning of each one of those letters in the word grace. The letter G, of course, God. It is from God that grace flows. As John mentioned, Jesus was full of grace. He was the Word that became flesh, and that flesh dwelt among us. It was God giving himself, pouring himself into Jesus, who then dwelt among us. In other words, grace was the divinity, the divine coming and hooking into humanity. He dwelt among us. So grace was among us. And if that grace came through Jesus Christ, then the most obvious meaning of the letter R in grace is redemption, because that is what occurred when Jesus came on the scene. In Romans 3:24, Paul states, "And all are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that came by Jesus Christ." Therefore, there would be no grace without redemption act that occurred on the cross. It is that redemption act that allow us to have grace. Titus 2:11 says, "For the grace of God has appeared that offers salvation to all people." It is not just for the special ones. Grace came through Jesus Christ, through the redemption, through the shedding of blood. Grace, God's grace I'm talking about this morning. And if we look at the letter A in our word grace, I come with the meaning access. In other words, that redemption act could take place, but if we don't have access to that, then there is no grace flowing in us. We must have access to that grace. Paul told the Romans that through whom we have gained access by faith unto grace, which we now stand. If you want to get close to God, if you want your faith to be strong and get into that grace, you want to gain access to that grace, it is through Jesus Christ. He told the Hebrews in 4:16, let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence. You have to have that access. He said, approach that throne with confidence so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. You see, all of us going to have a time of need. Where do you go when you have a time of need? To the throne of grace. The grace factor. For without it, we cannot stand. Without it, we cannot move. Without it, we do not have access to God. So when we speak of God's grace and referring to the character of God flowing into the life of the children of God, and when that grace flows into the life of the children of God, a cleansing takes place. And there is the meaning of the next letter in the word grace. That C stands for cleansing. Yes, without the cleansing that comes from the blood of Jesus Christ, we cannot have grace flowing in us. It is that flow of grace within us that we have the cleansing from the sin. 1 Corinthians 15 and 10 states, but by the grace of God, I am what I am. And this is Paul speaking. He said, and this and his grace to me was not without effect. You see, that grace cannot be without effect. It does something to you. It cleanses you. You're not the same. The grace. He said, no, I work harder than all of them. Yet not I, but the grace of God that was with me. It was with him. It was the grace that gave him the power to do that, to cleanse him, to get him prepared, to allow him to be able to be the man that God wanted him to be, to live out his ministry. He told the Romans in Romans 5:20, the law was brought in so that the trespass might increase. But guess what? He said, but where sin increased, grace increased all the more. You see, so grace that has that ability to overflow in you where the sin is no longer holds the power, but grace does. Are you ready to receive God's grace today? It is there and it cleanses. But it does not only cleanse. There is some power that comes with it. So the last letter in the word grace, that letter E, stands for empowers. Yes, grace empowers. For without that power, we cannot live out the Christian life. It is the grace factor in the Christian life that allows us to work in our ministry, to complete the things that we have. It is the grace of God moving in the lives of the people at Grace Place Church that even allow for us to develop and put forth a program like the health fair, concern for our community, concern about our children, concern about the health, but also for bringing in the spiritual side, allowing us to know without God, grace, we can do nothing. We understand that we need the power to overcome, the power to stand, the power to move, to the power to enrich our ministry. That's grace. God's grace. 2 Corinthians 12 and 9, Paul says, "But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness." You see, because as Paul did during a very time of struggle, he knew that the only thing that will help him through, that will make it sufficient, that will make him empowered to handle any situation, is the grace. And yes, brothers and sisters, it's sufficient. That means it's enough. It's going to make you make it through. Grace. God's grace. So we look to that grace. He told the Galatians in Galatians 1, I am astonished that you are so quickly deserting the one who called you to live in the grace of Christ and are turning to a different gospel. You know, we tend to turn away when things got difficult. We tend to turn away and look to another way, human way, the man's way. No, but Paul is saying to the Galatians, oh, how quickly you're deserting me. How quickly you're deserting the one who called you to live in the grace of Christ. That grace that came from God, that grace of redemption, that grace that gives you access to the Father, that grace that cleansed you, that grace that is here to empower you. Don't be defeated. It is God's grace that's going to bring you through. Don't go into a state of depression, because it's God's grace that is going to bring you through. God's grace. Grace that is sufficient. And one of the things that Brother James stated in James 4 and 6, he said, 4 and 6, he says, he gives us more grace. So he's not running out of grace here. It's abundant. So he said, he gives us more grace. That the scripture says, God opposes the proud, but shows favor to the humble. You see, when you have God's grace, you become humble, because you realize it's not coming from you, it's God working through you. God's grace. So when you have that understanding, you are able to minister. You minister with love and concern. You develop that virtue, that character of God that is within you. Do you have grace today? You see that grace factor explain to the Christians in Peter's day, the first century Christians, as they went through persecution. And that would be applicable to us today. And Peter said to them in 1 Peter 10, he said, each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms. I think that's what we are doing at Grace Place Church, in the form of the health fair. We are serving others as faithful stewards of God's grace. Are you there today serving God? Being a faithful steward. So his grace, you have to handle carefully. You can't take it for granted. He even addressed in 1 Peter 5, 5, the young people. He said, likewise, you younger people, submit yourself to your elders. Yes, all of you. Be submissive to one another and be clothed with humility, for God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. The character of God that should be in us, should be in our young people, submitting themselves to their elders. Grace, God's grace. 2 Peter 3:18, it says, but grow in grace. So there's a process involved here. You don't wake up fully formed and totally covered with grace. It says, but grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So it's a growth process, but it is something that you have to continue to do, recognizing that without God's grace, you cannot do the work of God. Many of us struggle sometimes. Many of us don't know which way to go, but it is the grace of God. The songwriter once said, grace, grace, God's grace. Grace that is greater than all. That is the grace that God gives. Grace, grace. Grace that will pardon and cleanse within. Do you need that cleansing today? Then it's God's grace. Grace, grace, God's grace. Grace that is greater than all your sin. Receive God's grace today. For he giveth and giveth and giveth again. Amen.